Moncrief on News Talk.
Nowadays, if you want to agree with someone or even just mean yes, you might exclaim 100%. Nowadays, you can say you like someone. You can't say that you like someone or something. You have to be obsessed with it. Why do certain words and phrases suddenly leap to prominence, then get used until they've lost virtually all meaning? Gail Flanagan is a researcher in applied linguistics at the University of Limerick. Gail, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Now, the 100% thing is the most recent example of that. Is it possible to trace its journey into popular usage?
Yeah, it comes from, and this isn't an academic, not from an academic research basis, but just I literally did a Google on it, and there is good information on the history or the etymology of the word. And it comes from sports language, to give it 100%. And that's where it's been first documented, going back to early last century. So it's come from the locker room, right? Let's give it 100%. Let's go for it. And probably more coming from America as well. But as with many phrases that would have been traditionally coming from America, they've entered the global vernacular because we're all using them.
Yeah. But then there must be a reason why, because the 100% thing seems to have just come out of nowhere. And even in a matter of less than a year, suddenly you hear everybody saying it.
Isn't it funny? But I think when you pick up, there may have been an influence or somebody like that, because a lot of words and phrases that, even though they're in existence, come into prominence, they can be to do, it could be a meme, it could be, you know, an online influence or something like that. So that I haven't tracked per se. But yeah, it's just affirming. It's saying, I'm with you. I'm in it. It's 100%. I probably would argue that it's been around longer. I did some data. We have lots of language databases. We call them corporate, just bodies of language. And there was one example, and it was Bono way back talking about aid for Africa. And he was asked a question, and his reply was 100%. So it has been around for a long time. Maybe we're hearing it more and more, but then because we're hearing it, we're thinking we're hearing it more and more. So you'd have to kind of compare, well, language 10 years ago and language now, and say, well, is it happening more? And is it more now, is more pervasive in Irish and even in British English?
I wonder, is it influencers that they must be having a profound effect, because it's normally younger people who start using the, and like obsessed is a totally young person. Like I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with this thing. My daughter said to me yesterday, she was obsessed with Labubus. And I was like, do you even know what obsessed means? You know, if you were obsessed with anything, we'd be, you know, carting you off to a counsellor.
Yeah, exactly. It's like possessed. And funny you say Labubus, because I'm predicting that as one of the words of the year for this coming year. And that's very much coming in from our Gen Alpha as well. But yeah, they do. They definitely, something just goes viral online. People hear it and then we're all using it. It's interesting, very interesting but I suppose with the 100% and even in the letter, I think the letter in the Irish Times, the 110%, you know, it's going beyond the 100%. It's using figurative language. And that's what people do to really engage. And even your last conversation when you were talking about the gender pay gap, and I was listening in and, you know, generally like you asked at one stage, well, can it apply the other way? And the response, in the conversation was, of course it can. So that's like 100%. So
yes.
It's the way we use language to really emphasize, to really say, yeah, absolutely. That is definitely. So using, and your daughter using obsessed, she may not fully understand, but obsessed just means the passion. You know, you're becoming more intense by using figurative language. And that's very common. That's what we study in linguistics.
Yeah. Though that figurative line, because I remember everything was awesome a few years ago, and you don't hear that so much now. So those words and that kind of use of hyperbole and figurative language, that they get worn out pretty quickly.
Come in and out of fashion, I suppose you could say as well. I don't think awesome is still there. But as you say, you're probably, if your daughter is not using awesome, and it's not something that I hear, our teenagers, I don't hear them using it either. So it seems to me now, again, I think, God, is it back to more like the 90s, 2000s, everything was awesome. What's that? The Lego movie, everything is awesome when you're part of a team, you know?
Yes.
So that would be, so those children, shall we say, they were like, you know, and I love the Lego movie. That they're, you know, they've moved on and now there's a new generation and now we're all about the laboo-boos and, you know, and anything that will come around them. And advertising. They're very, very clever in what they do and they push it out to us and we absorb it without even realizing it. So it's not just individual influencers. There's companies and advertisement agencies, definitely, pushing the language our way. And we take it on board and that's brilliant. It goes viral. It's all good for them.
But it must also kind of transfer from person to person or maybe in within particular industries. An example being, you book into a 3-star hotel and they go through the usual, you know, have you stayed with us before? No, but I've stayed in a hotel before. What dazzling new information do you have for me? And would you like breakfast? Blah, blah. And to every question that you provide an answer to, they say, perfect. You're in a restaurant. You order a plate of chops. Perfect. Like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, is it perfect? No, So the word doesn't have literal meaning, no more than the 100% and the 110% have literal meaning. You didn't get the 100% in a test either. It's a response and it's just, they might as well be going, yeah, or okay. But they're increasing the intensity to perfect. And it's just, they don't even know they're using it. They're just, you know, it's just their standard response, perfect. And it can grate because it becomes a stock phrase, and we've tons of them that we use every day. But stock phrases can grate because you're like, well, everything can't be perfect. You know, if you start thinking about the literal meaning of so many expressions that we use, they make no sense. Even today, like I was getting a coffee, she was, you know, making the coffee, standing beside me, and I went, now, and she went, now, neither of those, we felt the need to utter something, but neither was actually needed to say now. I wasn't saying, you know, I want it now. She wasn't saying, I'm giving it to you now.
Yeah, no, but at least that's a traditional old Irish, that's something your mammy would say. She'd put the dinner in front of you, she'd say, now, you know.
Yeah, I know. And okay, you can call me the mammy, absolutely no bother. But she was doing it as well. But yeah, just because it's been around longer doesn't mean that, you know, it's any better than perfect.
Somebody, like, there's loads of comments on this, Gail, that there's, somebody says the phrases reach out and lean in really annoy me. Such wokey rubbish. Used completely inappropriately, says the text. And now lean in. Does that come from your woman who wrote the book, who was head of Amazon or Google or one of them things?
Oh, it does. Yes. Or one that we won't mention. Yeah, I can't. Or was it Facebook? Yeah. Was one of those. Yes, because I think it was in the title.
It was in the title, yeah. I think reach out comes from the mafia. They were always reaching out to each other.
That's an interesting one if it comes to the mafia. Because what I love is, as a linguistics researcher, my friends always say, oh, what's the meaning of this? And I go, well, I don't know off the top of my head.
Yeah, Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook. That's who wrote the book, Lean In. No, it's just, my knowledge of the mafia extends to watching The Sopranos. In The Sopranos, people are always reaching out to each other. Another thing is that American sporting language, kind of going back to the 100%, how many Irish politicians say, I'm going to step up to the plate? Like, are they dressed in their baseball gear, you know, with a bat slung over their arm?
Exactly. Or not get out of the ballpark. That's another. And another one that I've had a conversation before on this, and this was around actually language that we use in the workplace, which was what my research is about. Those stepping up to the plate, knocking it out of the ballpark. The low-hanging fruit, that's another one that annoys me. I'm not sure that comes from sports, but so many do. And there's so many, I can't even think of an example, but they come from Military as well, because the military would have been, you know what I mean, would have been very important going back through the hundreds of years. So yeah. We take expressions from everywhere, we adapt them, we use them, we drop them. Yeah, so that's why we had, like, that's why I always love the words of the year, chatting about them. And, you know, even for your listeners, start thinking, what are the words for 2025? But it's events. It could be COVID gave us so many new words. The Olympics last year, we were, you know, there was a lot of the words we were using. AI in general has given us a bunch of new words, or the way we're using.
Yeah. Another one that strikes me now is, and this is a younger person's thing, they don't say "I think" anymore. They say "I feel."
I feel. See, there's a whole wellness industry. A multi-billion-dollar industry, and a lot of the phraseology is coming from there. Manifest was one of the big words from last year.
Oh, good.
And that I tell you, you know, just you can manifest it, but that I think that's dropped off. One I love that's came into the dictionary, and I actually saw it then in a wellness article magazine, is forever chemicals. And I think that's brilliant, because we need to be aware of that. We need to be aware of, you know, things in the environment that will not, you know, will be dangerous. But forever chemicals, that's another one to watch out.
Yeah, there's so many. Gail, thanks a million. Lovely to talk to you as ever. That's Gail Flanagan there, researcher in applied linguistics at the University of Limerick. The only people who are allowed to reach out are the four tops. Well said. 100% was brought to the fore by the 100% text emoji. Says another text. And somebody says apparently they've been saying it in I forget which county, Leitrim or something, Monaghan. They've been saying 100% in Monaghan for more than 25 years. So Monaghan are leading the world in hip phrases.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.